This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton is taking on anyone who laments the tragedy of the 1% of all abortions that are late term. President Trump makes a big deal about the annual 9,000-plus late-term U.S. abortions. She calls him a liar. Yet another doctor, an OBGYN legislator in Kansas, says that after 5,000 deliveries, he has never seen nor can he imagine where a late-term abortion is ever needed for a mother's well-being. Even pro-abortion researchers counter Mrs. Clinton's rhetoric. LifeNews.com has more details. For a fourth consecutive session Tuesday, U.S. House Democrats have blocked a pro-life bill seeking either opposition or support for the end of life of those threatened in late-term abortions. And Illinois legislators are considering a return to allowing partial birth abortions. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. A new national poll puts abortion-friendly U.S. legislators in the hot seat. Americans United for Life partnered with nonpartisan YouGov pollsters, with little difference even among pro-choice voters. Vast majorities of Americans oppose all scenarios among late-term abortions being discussed in legislative chambers across the country. What remains to be done is for voters to show and tell those legislators that their views are minority views. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.